Okay, we are in Bava Basra, Dav Vav. We'll pick it up on Dav Hey Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom with Iboy Lehu. See, Iboy Lehu, the following question was asked. Tavo la'acher zman. We just finished learning the machlokis between Reish Lakish and Abaye and Rava, as to whether or not a person would pay back before the time when a loan is done, right? So Reish Lakish says, no way, it's not going to happen. And Abaye and Rava says, no, sometimes a person comes in with money and would like to pay back their debts, you know, get it off their chest. So Iboy Lehu, Tavoy la'acher zman. What's the din if the malve, right, asked him for it after the time when the loan was done? Va'amalo, and the one who borrowed it says, Pratich b'tochzmani, I paid it back before it was due. So ma, what's the din? Mi amrinan, do we say, b'makom chazaka, amrinan, mali the shakir, when we have a chazaka, that the person, we do not pay the debt before it does. So then it's like a migo. Migo means mali is shakar. Why would I lie to you? I could have a much stronger taina. If I would have said a different claim, if I would have said that I paid you back on the right time, I would have believed. So migo, mali is shakar. Why would I lie if I'm telling you that I would pay you back earlier, right? Now on the top of a manalif, or dilma, right? A dilma here means, it's fasting, it means a dilemma. Maybe not. We have a dilemma. Maybe welcome chazaka lo aminun mali the shakir. Maybe when it's going up against the chazaka, I don't see this swerve of amigo that mali the shakir. Why would I lie and say I paid it up beforehand? So tashma, what's the din? So we're going to go back to the case from our Mishnah again, talking about if the guy built one wall and the other partner says I built it alone. He didn't help me at all, right? So tashma bechezkes shenoson. We assume that he has given it ad shiavi raya shlonoson until the other one can bring a raya that he didn't pay anything towards the wall. We assume he did do it. Say hey chidami, what's the case over here? Ileme shetavo la'acherzman. If it's a case where the guy asked for him to pay up the money after it was due, meaning after the wall had been built, vamlo, and he says praticha bizmani, I paid you back at the time that it was due. So pshita. That's obvious that the chazaka is, we assume that he did give him the money. Ela lav, well, rather, the amalei must be praticha betoch zmani. I paid you back early. I paid you back within time, before it was due. Sa alma, filu makam chazaka, amrina mali shakri. So you see from this, even when there is a chazaka against the person's claim, he has still this migo of mali the shakir. Why would I lie? When I says, no, it's not a good proof. Shiny hoch, that case is different. You can't bring a case to what we're talking about over here. Why? The whole sofa v'sofa zimnehu. Because we saw this yesterday. That every row, you pay for that. It's not like construction nowadays. You know, the whole job is done. But then you build a row, you paid. So that was the zman for each one. So it's ke'ilu, as if you said, I paid you at the time when the money was due. Okay? So now Gemara's going to go to the next part of the Mishnah. Tashma. Me arba amos ulamala. Right, the Beis Din doesn't force this guy who doesn't want to build to do more than Dalad Amos. Ein mechayv no so, right? Beis Din doesn't force him. Somach lo kosel achar, but if he built another wall that was close to the original one, right, and he wanted to make the roof over it, and then in that case, the Beis Din's going to make him pay for all of the rebuild, even though he hasn't put the roof over it. Ad shiavi raya shenosan, unless he brings a raya that he did give money for the wall. Say hey chidami. So what exactly are the cases over here? Ilema always introduces something that's going to be rejected. I mean, if you're going to say this, I'm not going to. It doesn't work. So ilema shetavola achersmano. You're going to tell me that he asked it for time afterwards. For Amalei says praticha bizmani. I paid you back the time when it was due. Am I low? So in that case, why wouldn't you believe him? We believe a person when they pay back at the time. The whole question was whether you pay back. We would believe you if you pay back early or not. Elav, so must be the alma praticha betochzmani. It must be in a case where I paid you back before him. Alma makom chazaka. We had the chazaka. Lo amrina mali shakir. I don't see why. We don't see this sort of why would I lie. So he says, no, that's not a good proof either. I can't bring a raya. So shiny hocha, that case is different. To Amr miyemar de mechayvi li rabbonon. Who says I'm actually going to have to pay? The rabbi's going to make me. So at the end of the day, our Mishnah was not answered because each proof we tried to bring from it, you could slug it up and say this case is an exception. It doesn't necessarily conform to the rules that you wanted to have. Amr le Rav Acha berei de Rava le Rav Ashi tashma. So I'll bring you a proof from a Mishnah in Shavuos Lamed Ches Amid Beis. Guy says to him, "Mana li biyodcha. I have a mana is 100 dinar, right, in your possession." And the other guy says, "In front of Adim Omalahin." He says, "Yes, it's true." Lamocha. Now the next day, the loan, the malve says to the love, he says, "Lamocha Omalo Tenehuli. give me the money that you owe me. So what's the din? If he says, I've already given it to you, you guys potter. If he says, ein lecho biyadi, but nothing, you don't have anything in my hands, then that case is chayiv. So my la nesativ lecho, when he says that I gave it to you, isn't that da'omale praticha bizmani, that I paid you back at the time when it was due, right? Ein li biyadi, when I say, the guy says, I don't have anything that belongs to you in my hand, da'omale praticha bitoch bizmani, and I'm saying that I paid you back earlier, right? V'katani, and yet, the Mishnah says, chayiv. Right, you see that in this latter case, you're chayif, you have to pay. So Alma, what do you see? It comes out from here. B'malkam chazaka lo amrina mali the shakir. So here's a proof. When you have the chazaka against it, we don't say the swara of amigo. Why would I lie? Lo, was nope, not a good proof. My ein lecho biyadi. What does it mean when he says nothing of yours is in my hand? He's saying lehadam lo hayu devar me olam. This never happened. This loan never took place. It's called lehadam rosh tevis lo hayu devar me olam. Never happened. To Amar Mar kol ha'omer lo lo lavisi. And he says I never borrowed. Ke'omer, it's like he says lo prati domi. It's the same as if he says I never paid. And since it's his own admission that he did borrow, then he is in fact chayev to pay in that case. Okay, now we're going back to the case of where the guy builds a wall next to it. So, samach lo kosel achir. If the guy builds a wall close to the one that was, again, the original was higher than Dalan Amos, right? Because he wants to make a room over it. In that case, megaglin alav esakol. Beis Din's going to make him responsible to pay for his share for the wall that was rebuilt. Amar Rav Huna, smach lepalga, smach lekula. If he built it close to the wall that was half, now again, half your, means either the length, right? If it's like, you know, whatever, do the numbers, it's like a 6 foot long wall, he does it 3 feet long, or if he does it half of the height. So again, we said Dal Damos, Ramosha is 7 feet, 3 inches, let's say, just say round it up, it's like an 8 foot wall, and he does a 4 foot wall, the whole length of it, but it's half the height of it, right? So in this case, it says, okay, so Samach Lepalga, Samach Lekula. If it's as if you bought it the whole thing, because now you can easily extend it. You can do the other half of the length, the other half of the height. So therefore, in that case, according to Rav Huna, you have to pay for the entire cost of the wall. Rav Nachman Amar Lamai de smach Lamai de lo smach. Rav Nachman says no. What he built close, he built close, right? And what he didn't build close, he didn't build close. So he doesn't have to pay an additional share for the part of the wall that's only what he actually built. That's what meaning. It's not the full thing. It's just, you know, corresponding to what is actually he could make the roof out of or the covering of it like that. But Rav Huna is maskim and he agrees in the case if he made this type of thing like an attachment to the corner. In that case, you don't have to pay for half of the entire real ball, because it's like an extension to the house. Right? In that case, these extensions, that's not considered as like samach. You built it close to the wall, because at the end of the day, you're not gonna add to that. Umoda Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman is maskim in the following case. But afriza and afriza are these types of beams that go on like on the top of the wall. You don't put it into the wall; you put it on top of the wall. Or uve kavata de kashure, or these types of you make an indentation so like the walls could be set into place later on. So these are the cases that Rav Nachman would be masking, right? Even if he hasn't used the entire height of the wall, he says he's going to do it, right? So therefore, he has to pay for the cost of his share. Okay, now, the Mishnah said what? That if the guy builds the first wall, and then he claims, I didn't get any money from my neighbor, my shutuf, right? Not my shutuf, I guess, like my neighbor. So then we assume that he hasn't given it, right? Until he brings a raya. Om Rav Huna. If a person makes these openings in a wall, now again, his wall is facing his neighbor's property, and he's making these openings, these could in the future be a place where you could insert a beam into it, right? So in this case, that's not a chazaka, right? We don't say that he must have contributed, and that's why this other neighbor is willing to make these holes for support in his wall. Afagab da avile himalte, even though he made these himalte. So the himalte are, Rashi learns, is like these small little boards that are protecting it. Some say it's like bricks that go around it. The Ramal learns it's a type of beam that you place there, which other beams are put onto them. So even though he did this on Malay, just the fact that he made this, that's not a riot. That doesn't prove anything. Because he could say, Amina, lichi faisisli, when he is mefayis me, and he, you know, appeases me and pays for the construction, he's going to want to add walls. He want to use this part of it now. However, once I've already built my wall, I don't want to have to, like, you know, start messing around with the foundations of it. Lo lisra ashisoy. I don't want to get damaged by you putting your openings in it. So therefore, lichatchila, now I'm putting these openings in the wall, but that is not a proof that you contributed in any way yet. But it could be, you know, you're going to pay down the line, so 6 months from now, then you pay up, then you can use it, but right now it's not a proof. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman is a din. Achzik lehurde lo achzik lekshure. If you have a chazaka that you're allowed to use these thin little beams, meaning like you used it like that in the past, and then the guy didn't say anything to you, so then, you know, you could think that that's fine for the thin beams, but you don't have a chazaka to use these kashur, these like thicker beams, right? It's like maybe the guy is machbid, a little thing, like, you know, some bamboo thing that you can put out of my brother, but a thick thing, I don't want that. The kashure, but if you had a chazaka that he, right? I'm sorry, the kashure, if you had the thick beams on, the achzik lehurde, then you're also allowed to place the thin beams, because, you know, it's like a kavachomer. If you don't mind the heavy stuff that I can use your wall for, then certainly not going to mind putting a little light thing over there. Rav Yosef says, no, achzik lehurde, achzik lekshure. Even if you did the thin beams, that you, and he didn't say anything, you could also assume that you can place the, you have a chazaka now, you can allow to place the thicker beams on it. Okay. Igid Amri, some say a little bit different version, the Omer of Nachman, this is what it was. Achzik lehurde, achzik leshure. If you have a chazaka that you can put the thin ones on, then you could use the thick ones there, lekashure. And if you put the thick ones there, achzik lehurde, you're allowed to put down the thin ones. So according to this version of Nachman, that works, that's the same thing, like that works with Rav Yosef. Okay, similarly, Omer of Nachman, achzik lenatve, achzik leshafche. If you have a chazaka that you're allowed to let water drip from your roof into your neighbor's chotzer, then you also have a chazaka that you're allowed to pour the water there using a drain pipe. If your chaver, your shochin, doesn't protest about the water dripping from the roof into his chotzer, then certainly it's going to allow you to do a drain pipe, because a drain pipe, it's not all over the place. It's confined. It's to one space. So that's better for him. So the fact that he lets it go all over, you know, just how the rain happens to fall, certainly he would allow you to do it with a drain pipe. Achzik l'shafche, lo achzik l'natve. But if you have the lesser privilege, meaning he allows the water to a drain pipe, maybe he's only allowed to let that because it's in one specific concentrated area. It's not going all over. You do not have a chazaka to say that you can let the water drip off the roof because wherever it falls. Yosef Amar, afila achzik l'shafche, achzik l'natve. Even if you have a chazaka just to let the water pour there through the drain pipe, you also have a chazaka to let it drip there, drip off from the roof. Ikid Amri, have a little different version of it. Amr of Nachman, achzik l'shafche, achzik l'natfe. If you have a chazaka to let the water pour through the drain pipe, you have the chazaka to let it drip off the roof. The natfe, if you have the chazaka, the privilege, he allows you to let the water drip off the roof into your neighbor's chotzer, achzik l'shafche. Then you have also get a chazaka to let the water pour there through there. Aval tsrifi, tsrifa du urbane lo. But if you have these like schach, right, these little like willow branches or something like that, we don't let it. Yeah, that's the way Rashi learns. It's like a sukkah. A little sukkah thing like that. So in this case, the water is not going to be, you know, going into one little isolated place. It's going to be down the whole length of the wall, right? The Mar learns that when we have, you know, like imagine a sukkah after it rains. So it could still be dripping for an extended period of time. That's just an important halacha that people don't necessarily realize. They say, oh, it's raining outside. I don't have to go into my sukkah. Well, you have to look into the sukkah, because it could be that it is raining outside, but it's not really raining in your sukkah. Or the opposite. The rain could have stopped, but it could still be raining and dripping in your sukkah. So you have to look inside the sukkah and see what the din is. But Lamai said this, tzrife de urbane, it drips a lot. Rav Yosef Omer, afilu letzrifa de urbane. Rav Yosef says, no, he even gets the chazaka. He's allowed to let this little sukkah, like this hot thing, from the things to drip there. Ovid Rav Yosef uvda, he paskin this way, right? Letzrifa de urbane. He allowed these, the willow branches, and he allowed the neighbor to have the water drip there after he had the chazaka for the shafche to use the drain pipe. Omer of Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua, Hamaski Bais, the Chavero. Now we turn on days. Bibira Gedola. If one rents a guy in a room in a big building, a Bira Gedola is like a, I don't know, imagine like an apartment building. You have a lot of places like that. There you have like a room. There's a big palace or something like that. So you have one room. So what do you get when you rent that one room in the apartment building in the complex? Mishtamesh bezizeha v'chaseha ad arba amos. You're allowed to use the projections, right, and the walls of it up to dalad amos from the room. Uva ovi hakoyso b'makom shenahogu, and you use the thickness of a wall if that's the minig in this place. Aval but betarbats. Dane lo, you don't have the tarbatz is like a garden in front of the house. You're not allowed to use the garden. Rav Nachman didei amar. Rav Nachman himself said, "Afilu b'tarbatz ap dane." You're even allowed to use the garden that's in front of it. Aval rachova shachore habatim lo, but the yard that's in the back of the house, that you're not allowed to use. Rav Amar says, "No, afilu rachova shachore habatim." You're even allowed to use that yard that is in the back of the house. That's all concluded within your rights when you're renting this room in a Bira Gedola. Amar Ravina, continuing about, you know, discussing walls between neighbors, Hai Keshua Dimit Halalta, right? If you have a beam that's using for shade, now I'm using my neighbor's roof because I want this. Sa'ad Tlosin Yomim Lohavi Chazaka. For the first 30 days, you don't get a Chazaka of it. Again, we'll learn later in Chezka Sabatim about Miras Hashem, how to create a chazaka using something for 30 days. But for the first 30 days, there is no chazaka that you can use it, because the guy can just claim, you know, I thought you were just putting that up temporarily. So, you know, for a few days or something like that, for a week or so, I'm not going to make a big deal of it. But if after 30 days goes, well, my boss or tlos and yomin have a chazaka. If 30 days, then you make a chazaka on it, the guy didn't protest. The isuka. And if it's a sukkah that's being used for that, the mitzvah, ad shiva yomin, will have a chazakah. For 7 days, there's no chazakah, because we assumed it's there for the yomtiv, for the mitzvah. And after the chag is over, you're gonna take it away. Bosa shiva yomin, after the 7 days of sukkah is over, have a chazakah. If you don't protest for that, then you get a chazakah that you're allowed to continue using it. The ichabri betina, and if you would use a beam and you attach this with clay, that's like a permanent thing. So the altar have a chazaka. Immediately it becomes a chazaka. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Amar Abaye, Shnei Batim, the Shnei Tzidi Rishus Arabim. You have two houses, and there's a Rishus Arabim that goes in between the two houses. Right? Two houses are facing each other, and the street's in between. Each one makes a mak is like a fence for half of his roof, and the other guy has to make it for them. Now you have to position them that in a certain way. Meaning, if you're facing each other, so if each one would make it, you have to picture them facing each other. Each one would make it like on the left hand side of his property. He have to make like 51% from the left-hand wall, a little past the halfway, and the other guy who's facing his neighbor makes it on his left-hand side, starting from the left wide, a little over 51%, and that way it's going to be blocking. They only made half a wall, but from his perspective, either one was able to see in and watch what everyone's doing on the... I guess what I was going to say, we don't use the roof so often, but if a person wants to use the roof, they're entitled to privacy when they do use it. Samai Yiri B'Shus HaRabim. Why did Abaye specify a case of B'Shus HaRabim? Right? Think about it. I feel the same din should apply if I'm on my roof and my neighbor's right next to me, right? You think the same thing. Sure. No, Rishus HaRabim Itzdechale. It was necessary for Abaye to talk about Rishus HaRabim. Why? Ma'adatam. You would have said, name Alei, Sof Sof HaBoyis, Leitz Tanuye, Mibnei Rishus HaRabim, because ultimately you're going to have to, you know, literally, Atznuye is like the lashon of being concealing yourself from people in Rishus HaRabim. So you have to build a fence anyway, so you can't force me to build my half. So Kamash Milan, so the Chiddush is, the Amalei, we have three different chilukim between a Rishus HaRabim and a Rishus HaYachid, whereas in the Rishus HaRabim, again, there was a street in between the two, but nevertheless, each neighbor has to build 51% of the wall, and the other is the other 51%, so there's a little bit of overlap, but when they're next to each other, there's a difference. Why? Rabim, when they're in the... There's a Rishus HaRabim, there's the public people are walking past. So b'yamama chazuli, b'leila lo chazili. The first thing is that in the daytime, everyone's walking by and everyone sees me. But nighttime, no one sees me. At you, my neighbor right across from me, baby yamama b'yam b'leila chazili. You see me all the time, day and night. Inami, second difference, distinction between the Rishus HaRabim and the Yachid. Rabim kika eimna chazuli. Kiasevna lo chazili. When I'm standing, then people sit, see me. When I'm sitting down, no one's going to see me. I guess, that's on my roof. I'm sitting on the roof. No one sees it from the street up to my roof. At whoever you're on your roof. Chazesli bein ka emno bein ka yasevna. Whether I'm standing, whether I'm sitting, you're going to see me all. That's the second difference. Night and day, standing versus sitting. And the third one, rabim kima einu chazuli. If someone's like going to look specifically at me, that's what the rabim have to do. But they're not, it's not like, it's not on their radar that they're going to be looking for me, right? Lo ma'ainu lo chazi. They're not going to look the right. They're not going to look close. They're not going to be ma'ain. Look specifically. I mean, they're not going to see that. The average pedestrian is not going to look up to see what's going on. However, at you, my neighbor across, the mele nami chazi. So you see me all the time. So you live opposite me. So those are the reasons why you had to teach the case of Rishus Harabim. Amar Mar, right? Zabaye. Ze oisemake lechati gago, ze oisemake lechati gago, ze shlokeng ze umaadif, right? And you have to have a little bit extra, this is pshita, right? Isn't that poshit that you have to make a fence for your roof, right? Spoke about in the summer that I was zorcha to make the brach on making the maka, right? That's just a side point, the more than I was talking about, but even though it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the later Acharon point that we do make a bracha. We do make a bracha on building a makkah. We put the stairways in. So the stairway is in the house. I forget the spindles, I think they're called, the insertions that go between the different gaps in the stairwell. That was a makkah. So Baruch Hashem, I got to make a bracha that is not too frequently. It was the first time in my life. Okay, back to the story. Lo tzricha, right? Again, the whole case was so posh, don't you have to tell me this? No, it's necessarily the following case. You have to tell me, dekadim chad minayhu v'ovad. One of them had already went ahead and started making a fence on his part. Samad tema, what would you think? Neimalei l'idach, he could say to the other guy, shokul uzinko v'avde akule. Take from me, the expenditure, the money that I did, and then you'll build the entire thing. And that way we're not going to, looking at each other, we're not going to, it's lost to your privacy. So kamash malon, the chiddush is the amalei at my time lo avta. What's the reason why you didn't want to build a fence? Mishum, because the misra ashisoch, it's going to added weight, it's going to damage your foundation for your home. Ananami, me too. Misra le ashisoch, I don't want my foundation to get damaged if I build the whole thing. So we each do half. Amr of Nachman, Amr Shmuel, Gag Hasamach lechatzer chaveiro, ois lomake gavo arba amos. If a person's roof is adjacent to his neighbor's chatzer, he has to build a fence on the roof, dalad amos, so he won't be able to see into the chatzer. Ava bein gag legaglo. But if it's between one roof and the next one, you don't have to do that. Rav Nachman Didei Amr, Rav Nachman himself says like this: Ein azaka klarba amos. You don't have to make a full Dalet Amos high on the roof. Aval zokuk lemechitzas asora. You have to make a 10 tefachim high. That's the halacha. You have to make a 10 tefachim high. Lemai, koy Reb Nachman. What does that? What does that accomplish? 10 tefachim. It's not such a big tall thing. So il hezek ria. If you're going to tell me you're doing it for hezek ria, right? That's not enough. You can still see over that. Arba Amos bina. You'd have to be a wall of 7 feet 3 inches. If we're going to need, because we want to make a boundary, so it shouldn't look like this guy's a ganav. If I see him on my side of the property, so in this case, there's just a little like these pegs or these windows, like whatever. We saw it earlier, the type of simple divider to show this is my half, and this is your half. If we're concerned about these goats and lambs, they're going to cross from one roof onto the other. Okay, you had them on the roof. So then in that case, b'chadei shlo yizdaker b'vas rosh osagi. That could be just that they can't be able to, leap with their heads from one roof to the other. So la'olam really is like this. B'nitfas alav kaganav. The reason why you have to build this small tent fachim wall partition is this idea about it shouldn't look like your neighbor's a ganav that he's coming on. So Seifas matzi lemishtamit le, right? He could excuse himself, right? Amrim mitzure kama sarna b'mechitzas asara lo matzi mishtamit le. The guy could say, give an excuse and say, I was just stretching, I was just stretching myself, and that's why I think it looks like I entered your property. I was just stretching out. I was doing my exercises, my yoga or something like that. Some say it means like Mamtsuri means like I'm checking the meitzar, I'm checking the boundaries of it, I'm just looking over it, but I'm not really that there. So if you had the 10 tefachim, then that's not a good teretz, because like you don't need to, it's there already, so therefore you do look like a ganav if you're doing anything on your neighbor's property. Meisve, we're going to ask the kasha now on Reb Nachman from a brisa. Im haya chatzero lemala migago shel chavero. If you have a chatzer that's higher than your neighbor's roof, right? Ein nizgakin lo. You don't have to get involved with this. My love, ein nizgakin lo klal. What does it mean? Does it mean that you don't have to get involved at all? You don't have to build anything, any type of fence. There's no walls, no partitions, nothing. Lo doesn't mean that. Means really ein nizgakin la'arba amos. You don't have to build it up to Dalat Amos. Aval nizgakin lemechitza zasara. But you do have to make it 10 tefachim. That's what Rabbi Nachman said. Okay, Itmar. Shtei chatzeros zo lemal mizo. You have two adjoining courtyards, and one's higher than the other. So they're next to each other, but they're not in the same on the same level. One's lower down. So Om Reb Nachman, tachton boine mikinegdo vaole. The owner of the bottom chatzer has to build a wall separating up to like whatever's 4 feet to get to his neighbor's level. The elyon boine mikinegdo vaole, and then the one who owns the upper courtyard, he has to build from where it's now it's at his level, he goes up above. Rav Chista Amar Elyon Mesayeh Milamata Ubone. Rav Chista says, no, the owner of the upper one has to help and pay for the expenses involved in the lower one also, because you have to pay expenses, you can't build a wall out of nothing, so therefore he has to help pay for that bottom part that was necessary so he could do his own. He could do his. Tanya Kivasa Rav Chista, we have a brisa like Rav Chista that says the upper guy needs to contribute. Shtei chatzeros zol lemal mizo. You have two chatzeros, one's higher than the other. So lo yomer ha'elyon, the owner of the upper one can't say, harein nebone mikaneg di ve'ole, I'm going to build from my level and up, right? Ella mesayel milamato bone. He has to help the one on the lower down and build from up. Ve'im haya chatzero lemal migago shel chavero, but if his court is higher than the roof of his neighbor, in that case, ain zokoklo. In that case, he doesn't have to attend to it, because the owner of the upper courtyard doesn't have to build any type of separation, because people usually do not use their roofs. Okay, and we'll stop here and pick it up with Daf Zion with Hanhu Beitre.